Hello, my name is Jennifer Mylod. I'm a nurse practitioner in Phoenix, Arizona at Arizona Arthritis and Rheumatology Associates. Today we're going to be answering the question, how does real-world evidence differ from randomized controlled trials? To start with, randomized controlled trials are studies to measure the effectiveness and generally the safety of a new medical treatment. Often, multiple randomized controlled trials are necessary to successfully prove a positive cause and effect relationship between the medical treatment and the proposed outcome that is chosen prior to the study onset and enrollment. Study subjects are randomized in a balanced and unbiased manner to ensure that the cause and effect relationship has minimal to no confounding factors based on the subject's demographics or individual characteristics that could have contributed to the outcome if not controlled. Subjects must meet inclusion and exclusion criteria, which often includes their age, their prior medical history, severity of disease, and prior medications they may have been exposed to. In the COSMOS Phase 3 randomized controlled trial, patients with psoriatic arthritis who had an inadequate response to TNF inhibitors were randomized to guselkumab or placebo. Patients on guselkumab had significantly improved joint and skin manifestations and physical function compared to placebo, as measured by ACR 20, ACR 50, HAQ-DI, SF physical component 36, and PASI 100 endpoints. These results support guselkumab as an effective treatment for psoriatic arthritis patients with an inadequate response to TNF inhibitors. Studies that depict real-world evidence include patients with the same diagnosis, but their disease activity may vary greatly. It does not include placebo control, nor are the patients controlled by their demographics, such as their comorbidities. Real-world evidence can be more widely applied to our daily clinical decision-making because it includes the general rheumatology population and not only the subjects that met the criteria for enrollment in a controlled trial. It allows us to answer the question of patients who have failed multiple treatments who likely would not have qualified for the controlled trial will have a similar response as patients who are naive to that treatment. Thus, we can apply this more readily to a variety of patients who we are seeing day-to-day in the clinic. The 12-month claims data from IQVIA database showed that the proportion of psoriatic arthritis patients with on-label persistence at 12 months was 72% for guselkumab versus 44% for subQ TNF inhibitor. Real-world data from Core Evitas Psoriatic Arthritis and Spondyloarthritis Registry demonstrates that nearly 80% of patients persisted with guselkumab treatment over 6 months, achieving significant improvements in psoriatic arthritis disease activity, including joint and skin symptoms and patient-reported pain. These findings corroborate the clinical trial results, highlighting guselkumab's efficacy in treating psoriatic arthritis signs and symptoms in a real-world setting. Thank you for joining us. For more information on guselkumab, please go to the RAP website or the RAP ACE app.